The Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission is a small agency with a big job, policing the Illinois River and protecting six of the state's most delicate waterways from pollution. But as State Impact's Logan Layden reports, budget cuts have the commission planning for its own demise.
It isn't easy to keep the Illinois River clean. Hundreds of thousands of tourists float the river near Tahlequah each year, and when alcohol is added to the mix, the need for law enforcement becomes clear. And the Illinois is just one of Oklahoma's six most protected rivers, the state's scenic rivers. For 40 years, the Scenic Rivers Commission has overseen them, but the agency is about to become a casualty of state budget cuts.
And I'm running around trying to keep the agency afloat, and we've been operating, this year we're operating on less than $500,000 budget.
That's Ed Feit, administrator for the Scenic Rivers Commission since 1983. He used to have three full-time rangers and four maintenance guys, but budget cuts have eaten away at an already bare-bones operation.
To where we have one full-time ranger now, one full-time maintenance staff. We've completely mothballed our education outreach program.
There wasn't anything left to cut. More funding reductions are expected when a new budget year starts in June, so Feit had an idea, disband the agency. He's not thrilled about it.
That's where I am right now. I'm kind of hung up trying to come through the door, because is it something I really wanted to happen? No. But is it necessary? Yes.
He says killing the Scenic Rivers Commission is the only way to save it. And the key to this budgetary balancing act is Senate Bill 1388, which is making its way through the legislature now. Representative Doug Cox co-authored it.
Well, the initial bill is due to funding cuts with tourism. We felt like the Department of Tourism was unable to maintain the condition and improvements of the state parks around Grand Lakes, like those of us who live there and depend on the tourism industry would like to see.
There are several small parks around Grand Lake, and the Grand River Dam Authority has offered to take them off the state's hands. The bill would allow the GRDA to charge fees like the Department of Tourism does.
And so GRDA stepped up to the plate and said that they were willing to assume control of those parks and do a better job of maintaining them and improving them than the Department of Tourism has done.
That doesn't have anything to do with the Scenic Rivers Commission. But Feit thought if GRDA was willing to take the parks, maybe it would take the rivers too.
He showed me their budget and I was appalled.
That's GRDA CEO Dan Sullivan speaking after Tuesday's Scenic River Commission meeting, which was packed with local residents who were anxious to hear more about how the marriage might work.
I can't imagine that they've been able to do what they have done on the budget that they have.
GRDA is an electric utility, but Sullivan says it already has the responsibility of managing lakes. Controlling the rivers would be very similar.
It's not something that's going to be a moneymaker for us in any way, so that's not the motive at all. But we think that it's a natural relationship because of the water issues, the recreation, and law enforcement. There's a lot of commonality there.
Not everyone was sold on the idea at first. Denise Deason-Toyne with the group Save the Illinois River told the board she was skeptical.
But after hearing Mr. Sullivan, after doing some research, I think that STIR would agree this is more of a marriage of convenience and hopefully can work to the benefit of the river and the stakeholders.
Save the Illinois River doesn't want this change. Neither Sullivan nor Feit are crazy about the idea, but both see it as the only way to keep the Scenic River mission alive. But it won't help address the state's budget hole in any significant way. Feit's done the math.
Take $250,000, which would be our appropriation, divide that by $6 billion. I think the decimal point starts 0.00, I think it's four zeros before you get to a number. So it's a rounding error.
But this story isn't as sad as it seems. If SB 1388 passes, the Scenic River Commission will be gone, but its employees will become part of a new Scenic River division at GRDA. And since GRDA is self-funded, the move could shield the rivers from future state budget cuts and is likely to increase the amount of money to protect the state's most beautiful rivers. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. There's a link to the reporting project online at kgou.org.